Welcome to Beauty in the Gi, the podcast about jujitsu and so much more. I'm Jen Eads, a one-stripe blue belt full of curiosity and so many questions.
And I'm AJ Klingerman, a Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt obsessed with jiu-jitsu.
Let's talk about leg locks.
You love them, right?
No. No. Not one little bit. But we haven't really talked about leg locks.
No, we haven't.
I feel like it's uncharted, unpodcasted territory for us.
149 episodes in and we
just now getting to leg locks.
We still have uncharted territory. Why are we ignoring 50% of the body?
So I have not done a lot of leg locks. Mm-hmm. I hate having leg locks done to me. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's part of why we haven't really fully explored leg locks on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
So what are your thoughts on leg locks?
I think they're great options. I mean, it's just jiu-jitsu still.
Right.
I think a few things. One, leg locks got a bad rap for a couple of reasons. Old school reason. They got a bad rap because it was more the less affluent areas of Brazil that were teaching leg attacks.
Okay.
So they started calling them like shoe shiners, basically. They were looked down upon because it was like the poor people's jiu-jitsu.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, we can't let poor people do jiu-jitsu.
Exactly. It's a affluent sport. I mean, you know, jiu-jitsu can be costly.
Yeah, for sure.
But, you know, obviously it's our goal to be able to bring it to as many people as possible. But yeah, like it was looked down upon because it was taught in the more poor regions of Brazil. So that's kind of the beginning of how they looked down upon leg locks. The more like current diss on leg locks, I guess, kind of comes from one of two aspects. It's either that people don't learn jiu-jitsu, right? That they don't know how to pass the guard, so they attack the ankle. Mm-hmm. That they just don't know enough of jiu-jitsu in order to do anything but attack legs, okay? Or it's that people are afraid of them.
That would be me.
Yeah, yeah. So why do you feel like you're afraid of a leg lock, but not an armbar or a wrist lock or a choke?
I don't know.
I mean, I think really it's just that there hasn't been as much exposure.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Right?
Yeah.
So at like a tournament level, you can only do a straight ankle lock. And I do teach all different types of leg attacks, but straight ankle is all you can do until you're like a brown belt, basically. Mm-hmm. You can't do toe holds. You can't do knee bars. There's so much you can't do. So a lot of people don't learn any leg attacks until they're higher up. By that time, like if you started learning leg attacks as a brown belt, then you're way behind the game.
Yeah.
Right? Like then you don't know how to defend them. You don't know how to look out for them even. For when people start setting them up, anything like that. So you can't start learning them at the time that you can do them because then you're behind the game.
Right.
But I think people just get scared of it because they don't practice it. They don't know how to get out of it. It just seems kind of overwhelming, I guess. Mm-hmm. And they're more afraid of injury.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, kind of makes sense. Like, you could not use your arm if you had to, but, like, not using your legs a lot harder.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I feel like, and this may not be true, but I feel like they just come on faster. Like, you're toast faster. Like, I can kind of feel a shoulder thing coming on.
Yep. I honestly think that that's mostly from not recognizing it being set up.
Right? Yeah, that makes sense.
You can feel a shoulder thing coming on because you felt them grab your wrist and you felt them put their other arm over, you know, whatever, Kimura, Americana, whatever, you know, like you saw the steps that led to that. Mm-hmm. And so you think a leg attack comes on faster because you weren't recognizing the steps before that. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, yeah. Coach. That totally makes sense.
And so leg locks don't have to be scary. You know, I think that we can still practice them in a slow and gradual manner. We can still tap when something hurts. I think the only thing that could be kind of scary is like heel hooks, right?
Yeah.
So one, never, ever, ever, never, ever, ever, never, never.
I feel like we need one more. Never.
Absolutely never. heel hook in a gi. Okay. So if you're wearing a gi, you should never heel hook. That I know of, I can only think of one tournament ever that allows heel hooks in a gi. And that tournament I don't think exists anymore.
Okay.
So never heel hook in a gi. Like, just don't do it. It's harder to escape because of the material. You know, you're not slick. And so there is a much higher chance for injury. And then the problem with the heel hook is if you don't know how to defend it and you get put in one, you know, like with an arm bar, you have my arm. It's like, it hurts, it hurts, it hurts, it hurts, it breaks. You know, like if I didn't tap, right? Like you notice all of the pain before the brokenness.
Mm-hmm.
With a heel hook, it may not really hurt until you've blown out your knee.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So as far as like in our gym goes, you can do heel hooks so long as you're in no-gi and you both agree to it. So I'm never going to heel hook you if we didn't have a conversation before the round where it was allowed. That's it. It's just about consent, you know, like
as so many things are,
right? Or at least should be. And typically in class, I'm just catching and releasing, right? Like I might set up a heel hook and just like give you the moment of like, do you recognize where you are before I'm doing any kind of like finishing move to it.
Okay. So leg locks are not that bad and scary.
They're not that bad and scary. I enjoy being knee barred. I mean, like, you know, probably I wouldn't in a tournament, but like in class when it's like slow and controlled, it's a nice stretch. So what do you feel like made you kind of afraid of them or just, I don't know, like feel like you just don't like them?
You're going to make me stop and think about it now.
Did you have a bad experience with anyone?
I do think they do kind of get a bad rap, like kind of what you said about if somebody like that's their game. I mean, like that's number one, it's no fun for me. And then it's like, why don't you just learn some actual jujitsu?
Yeah.
Jerk face. Instead of when you roll with anybody, like if they do the same thing all the time.
Right.
It's like, give me something else to help me work on my game too. And I think it kind of goes back to like being a good training partner.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's all you do, if that's all your game is, and that's all, I don't know, it's just kind of lame, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just very one dimensional.
I will say I've been more aware of them lately and being mindful like of where my feet are, which I think has been really good because then it is helping me.
Right.
Like it's making me more aware and I'm like, oh yeah, I got to make sure I don't do that. But then I'm also, because we worked on them in class today, I think I'll also be more aware of recognizing where that's an opportunity for me, where I may have like missed that in the past.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, oh, hey, leg lock.
Right.
Let's give it a go.
We just opened up so much more potential jujitsu.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's great. That's what I want. I want you being able to think of it as more of a whole picture than like, okay, all I'm going to do is leg attacks.
Yeah.
The guys that only do leg attacks don't make it very far.
Yeah.
Right. And like when you think of the top leg attack guys in the world, they also know jujitsu.
Mm-hmm.
One comes to mind that I'm not a big fan of. And, you know, like you think about him being one of the best leg lockers, but he will tap you with anything he wants to.
Yeah.
Right. So he knows a lot of jujitsu, not just leg attacks. The guys that know just leg attacks might have so much success until people start recognizing, oh, they don't know the rest of jujitsu.
Yeah. I could see where that might be a problem.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, if I can't do heel hooks, I'm not going to compete in that tournament or something.
Yeah.
Honestly, like heel hooks are very easy to hit. It's not a difficult submission.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's your whole game, to me, it just feels like very rudimentary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do better.
Exactly. Like, oh, I got a heel hook. Well, great. That's, was it that hard? I don't know. That's, can you do a joke? I don't know.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, there we go. Well, keeping with legs.
Yes.
Should we talk about some stocking stuffers as we are rolling into the holiday season?
Yeah, I definitely think so. Why not? Leg locks and stocking stuffers. Mm-hmm. so I just had a few like quick little ideas of like fun things to buy for stocking stuffers for jujitsu people in your life, you know, things like stickers.
Stickers are, you can't go wrong with stickers.
I know. And I realized the other day, I have this like huge stack of stickers that I love. I buy stickers all the time, but it's like, where am I going to commit to putting it?
Right. It feels like a big commitment.
Exactly. But, you know, I have several water bottles with stickers on them, and I have like a cabinet at home with stickers on it. So stickers are always good.
Yeah. I've got water bottles, guitar cases, ute cases. Yeah. So many places for stickers. Yeah.
You could do like your laptop case mm-hmm. or like, just so many good places.
Yeah.
So stickers are a great idea.
Yes.
Bracelets. So there's like the like ranked bracelets. Those are cute. That'd be a good little stocking stuffer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I put pins and pens.
Okay.
So like buttons, those kind of pens.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And any kind of like writing pen too. Like sometimes there are like if you're going to have a notebook would be a good stocking stuffer.
Oh, yeah.
With some nice pens.
And some stickers for it.
And some stickers to put on your notebook. Oh, we're doing so good.
This is why we have a podcast.
Exactly. A lacrosse ball.
Okay. For?
Well, lacrosse balls are fantastic for like muscle, kind of like massage type stuff.
Okay.
So I have a lacrosse ball in every place of my life. I have it in like my travel backpack. I have it in my car. I have it, you know, at the gym, like at home. And it's just really good to like work out. Like I can get rib heads back in with it.
Oh my gosh.
That's my favorite part in the car. Cause like I can push against the steering wheel a little bit. Uh-huh. So yeah. But like a lacrosse ball or like not standing, but like using your foot on it. Like
massaging
your feet with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I think Beth's going to get a lacrosse ball in her stocking.
Yeah.
I hope she doesn't listen to the podcast.
She doesn't listen to the podcast. I'm so offended. Tape, right? So like, we all use a lot of tape in jujitsu, mm-hmm. whether that's finger tape or like full athletic tape.
Mm-hmm.
There's those like, I think they're called finger tape, but they're not, it's like TAP with like an accent, but they're like sleeves that you put over your fingers. They're like compression sleeves for your fingers.
Fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah. So that could be a good stocking stuffer or penguin fingers.
I don't know what those are.
They're cute little ice packs to put on your fingers.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. They're just like,
do they really look like penguins?
No, I think they're called penguin fingers because they're cold, like they're like from the North Pole or something. I don't know.
I mean, would it really be that hard to make them look like penguins?
Come on, penguin fingers, get with it.
Yeah.
I don't know. By the way, none of this is like sponsored. These are just things that I think would be good stocking stuffers.
Okay.
If you could find a cute like jujitsu ornament or something like that. I think those are all, or even like LMNT or liquid IV packs, hair ties. So many little things like that could be great. Not for either of us, like hair ties don't.
No, hair ties would not do me much good right now.
But they are good thoughts for people that do jujitsu. Yes. You know, and maybe like little things of mouthwash or gum or, you know, like.
Yeah.
I like to make little jujitsu bag packets, basically.
Of you know, course like
a
you
little,
do.
You know, just a little bag of things to put in your jujitsu bag. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So those are some great stocking stuffers. Can we talk about just like a couple holiday specials people have coming up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let's definitely do that.
So we have some companies we love, mm-hmm. like Alchemize.
Right? Yes.
Alchemize is doing a 30% off sale from November 16th through the 30th. 30% off Alchemize stuff. I think that's a great, great deal.
Yeah.
Gaidama, they actually set up a special code for us.
Ooh.
We're still not getting like any kickback or anything from mm-hmm. this. These are just companies that we like, and so we want to support them. But Gaidama set up a code that is BG15, like Beauty Gi 15, and that's good through November 20th.
All right.
And then Role Model
mm-hmm.
is putting all their long sleeve rash guards on sale.
All right.
I like that I'm talking about it like it's a different company.
Right.
We are putting all the long sleeve rash guards on sale for $25.
Oh, wow.
Which is more than 35% off.
Mm-hmm.
So, you don't need a code or anything for it. all of the long sleeve rash guards as we come into the cooler weather, mm-hmm. are going to be $25 while supplies last.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I don't know if there's like an expiration date on that, but there's at least, you know.
Okay.
Not sure. I would say that that will at least go through, like, let's make something up. Let's make it go through December 15th.
Okay. Love it.
Done. That sale will happen for Role Model through December 15th. So yeah, those are just some of the things. Oh, I have to throw out too. I'm wearing one of my favorite Christmas t-shirts, mm-hmm. and it is from Vita Jiu-Jitsu. And it says, let me show you how I gift wrap. And it's got like little presents on it with all the belt colors as the ribbons of the packages.
It's super cute.
It's so cute. And it's definitely like a jiu-jitsu shirt that like you wouldn't know was a jiu-jitsu shirt if you didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I looked on Vita just to make sure that they were still selling it, and they are. So
okay.
I think they have a sticker like it too.
Perfect. So,
exactly. If you're looking for just a stocking stuffer or a nice festive shirt to wear.
Yeah.
Let me show you how I gift wrap.
Love it.
Speaking of gift wrapping. Uh-huh. I would like to just say December 3rd, I'm doing a seminar at Fit Power in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Fun.
It is a Nightmare Before Christmas theme. So we will be doing some spooky techniques along with some festive holiday techniques.
All the good things.
So yeah, if you want more information on that, feel free to reach out and I'll let you know how to register. I think it's only like $35 or something.
I'll have a link to that in the show notes.
But yeah, super inexpensive. It'll be a really fun seminar.
All right. Anything else coming up? I feel like you're teaching at some other things.
So many. Yes. Yeah. So I'm teaching at a queer camp through Les Roll Radio in April. I'm teaching at the Alchemize Camp in Pennsylvania in May. And then Role Model Camp is coming up in July. We haven't announced any instructors, but I'll be teaching at it. So I guess we just announced me.
Gee, that's so surprising. You heard it here first. You
heard
friends.
It here first. I know you're shocked. we will be announcing our first like big instructor live, probably via our Instagram and our Facebook here in just a few weeks.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Anything else? Any other words of wisdom?
I think just, you know, have fun. Think outside the box as far as your like holiday gift giving stuff goes, if you're doing that. And then also, don't be afraid to start playing with some leg attacks. They don't have to be as scary as you think they are.
Okay. There you have it, friends. Thanks for tuning in. We would love to hear from you. What are your thoughts on leg attacks? Message us on Instagram. That's where we're hanging out at Beauty in the Gi podcast. And I'm out there on Instagram and TikTok at Brassy Broad Jen.
And I'm AJ Klingerman. Everywhere you go, unless I'm Role Model grappling, everywhere you go.
So it's very easy to find you is what I'm understanding.
Yes, I like to be everywhere you want to be.
All right, friends. Thanks for tuning in. And we will see you on the mat.